and maybe some hog meat and cook it, and then later after it gets cold, you slice it and fry it?
Oh, that's a marsh, a type of marsh. No, I don't mean ever to do that.
Okay.
That, I can't remember at least.
Let's see. What do you call thick, sour milk that you keep on hand?
I didn't get the beginning of your question.
Thick sour milk that you keep around.
Thick, what do you mean by thick?
Thick.
Oh, thick.
Yeah, what do you call it?
Sour milk.
Okay, is that what that is? I mean, it's thick and, yeah.
After the cream is skimmed off, you have that, you have the skim milk, and it, now I don't know what color milk, the 20 clever, I don't know why, but you make cheese out of, cut a cheese out of clever. Mm-hmm. That's my youngest son, Hubert. That's Mr. and Mrs. Fraser.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. let's see, did you just tell me what you make out of clever?
Cheese, cottage cheese.
Uh-huh.
You know what that is?
Yeah.
All right, and then in time you can take cottage cheese and you put it in the stove and you can call it frying. It's cooked in a frying pan. You make it call cooked cheese. That's delicious.
Huh. I never heard
of that. It looks nasty, but it's delicious.
Yeah.
Now you can buy it in the grocery store in a little bit of jars.
Uh-huh.
But you have to eat it, as soon as you open it up, you have to eat it pretty fast because it'll mold.
No.
If you stay open too long,
uh-huh.
I mean, after the egg once gets to it, it'll mold.
Uh-huh.
But that's good eating. Then my grandma would make a cheese for us. They get real old.
Uh-huh.
And it smelled like the devil, but it was good eating. That's like Limburger. You ever eat Limburger cheese?
I never have. I've heard of it, but I've never eaten it.
I tell you, cheese 70 years ago was so much different, so much better than what cheese is today.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. You have your great big round cheese they had in the grocery stores.
Yeah.
One nickel for the cheese, a slice of 100, four or five crackers. Yeah, practically had a meal for a nickel.
Huh. Yeah, I guess. When you,
Excuse me, I'm thinking of the car.
Oh, okay. Yeah. When you first milk, we're only through here in just a second. When you first milk the cow, sometimes the milk might have some little specks of dirt in it and stuff like that. And what did you have to do with the milk to get that stuff out?
I run it through a sieve.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, what do you call a kind of food that's baked in a deep dish and kind of a fruit pie and it has...
Cobbler.
Okay. Y'all, did your mother make those?
I know, but I think the hard people. Did you ever make cobblers?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love cobblers.
Apple cobbler, maybe peach cobbler, maybe blueberry blackberry cobbler.
Oh, yeah. I like cobbler better than I like pie.
That's more of an American dish than a German dish.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm. I know when I worked in a wheat harvesting crew near Vineland years ago, that lady cook, she made a cobbler in an ordinary dish pan about that deep.
About 4 inches deep?
Yeah, and you could buy blackberries in gallon cans.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Oh, boy, I remember
that.
That
was good.
Her name was Gertrude, too.
I remember that.
I'm supposed to have a picture of her somewhere.
What would you call milk or cream that you mix with sugar or something and you pour it over a piece of pie?
No, I don't know.
Okay. Food that you eat between regular meals.
Lunch. We call it lunch.
Between lunch and breakfast, what would you call something that you ate between lunch and breakfast?
I don't think we had a word like that.
Okay.
Well, now, it's called, wait a minute, between lunch and breakfast, that's called brunch.
Oh, okay, what about between lunch and dinner? It's just eat a little bit.
Well, now, I don't know. The white lunch to us means between regular meals. See, we had breakfast, at noon we had dinner, and then we had supper.
Oh.
In between was lunch.
Oh, what did you eat?
Snacks. Now it's called snacks.
Uh-huh. Is a snack in what you used to call lunch?
Used to call it the same thing. But anyhow, I say at lunch is between your regular meals.
I see.
The people in the city have dinner at night and lunch at noon. We had dinner at noon and supper at night.
Uh-huh.
And in between lunch. In German, we call it Vesper.
I see.
Then we had midnight lunch. We did everything possible to keep away from the, to keep out of the field.
Uh-huh.
We had to go home. When 10 o'clock came together, we went home for more.